On Tuesday night, Broomfield City Council reviewed necessary changes to future development, including updating the city's water distribution system. Future development plans include an update to the city's codes. Some of the plans and codes, or sections of the codes, have not been updated in many years, in some cases more than two decades, Planning Director Anna Bertanzetti noted. Moving forward, Broomfield is shifting to higher density, with greater infill and redevelopment opportunities. Bertanzetti said the intent is to examine means to assure Broomfield remains environmentally and financially sustainable, while shaping future residential development. Revamping building codes are scheduled for council consideration next spring. City and County Engineer Katie Allen delved into infrastructure impacts from new housing developments, including goals to outline upcoming water distribution needs for expanding sections of Broomfield. Major water system improvements in future plans include the Mesa Zone Water Booster Station, the Siena Reservoir Pump Station and Pipeline Project, and the North Area Storage Tank Project. The booster station, which was recently approved to begin phase one of construction, would serve high-elevation water zones in southeast Broomfield that are currently fed by a single water distribution station. Anticipated for completion by next summer, the project is estimated to cost roughly $14 million. The North Area Storage Tank Project, which is for potable water, had preliminary design plans started last year and is anticipated to begin construction late next year, with cost estimates running $32-45 million. The distribution storage is needed to reduce pressure fluctuations in the system during peak hour and day demands, she said. Other water system projects on the horizon include building a reservoir for added raw water storage. This system is not planned to expand beyond the baseline development, so not north of Colorado 7 or east of I-25, she noted. Additional water system upgrades will be required as baseline develops to assure the pipe distribution system is sufficient to deliver water to Broomfield's northeastern boundary for build-out. Broomfield engineering staff are currently working with the water modeling consultant and the baseline developer to oversize portions of the water system to accommodate future growth. Based on ongoing supply and labor shortages, the effort is impacting the development timeframes and Broomfield's capital improvement plan for budgeting in the water fund, with pipe costs increasing by 200-300% over the past year. Allen also highlighted the need to expand Broomfield's wastewater treatment plant in future years due to capacity issues. We are required to start designing those improvements when the plant reaches 80% capacity and be done when the plant reaches 95% capacity, she said. Forecasts have indicated design work would need to begin by 2024, with the project coveted anywhere between 2026 to 2032 depending on population growth. In terms of sanitary sewer systems, Allen said areas east of I-25 and north of Colo 7 will need additional lift stations to serve those areas. Hoffman said the upcoming growth planning will be informed by recent water and sewer rate studies. Understanding what our obligations are now informs what our budget is in 2023, she said. As for next steps to update development review procedures, multiple study sessions are scheduled, including on June 21 for commercial development and July 19 for municipal code and sub-area plan amendments and utility rates.